We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, he's the Gunsmith. We're talking 45s.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about John's own personal history with 45s. It's a gun he's kind of partial to, a round he's kind of partial to. But this segment, first of all, brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
That's right. You can reach Diamond Jim's right on Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan, 810-743-4210. And remember, you can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com. That stands for The Gunsmith Show. .com. That's because I have to put .com on there. But anyways, tires, rims, alignment, shocks, struts, whatever you need. Think of them as a spa for your car. Is that cheesy?
And you're going to give me trouble for the way I pronounce things.
I wrote that down and I was like, that's cute. I'm going to use that. A spa for your car. But anyways, Monday through Friday, they're open. Call, make an appointment. That's what I do. I drop in. They're ready for me. They, you know, if they know I'm going for an oil change, they got everything ready for me. It doesn't matter. They do excellent work. You'll be glad you have them. They've been around since 1977. Tim will take care of you. He takes care of everything we need for our cars. So remember, Diamond Jim's, 810-743-4210. And now, today is April, which is the fourth month, and the fifth day of April. So it's the five. So that's how I got the 45 thing going for today. 45 day on the GSS. So
today is 45 day in the Gunsmith Show.
That's right. And it's we don't have to say spa for your car anymore in this hour.
Too late. Okay? You just did it again.
Done. Well, maybe the 45 is.
I'm going to call Bruce in here and have him do his Don Pardo for you. I'm going to have him say, Sizzler.
There you go. Bruce is a great guy, man. He is. I admire him a lot. And we send jokes to each other almost every day.
We have a great time doing Seize the Deal Live. It's Monday through Friday mornings from 9:30 to 10 here on US 103, by the way.
Yeah.
Seize the Deal Live.
He's not at 7 days a week yet.
It's 5 days a week.
Yeah, I know.
Five is plenty.
Seven would work.
Hey.
I used to love weekend Seize the Deal. That was a lot of fun in the days
used
gone
to,
by.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do. I used to work on
you did.
Saturdays at noon. It was a lot of fun. But all right, so a little John history on the 45 ACP, okay? Think back. It was Vietnam. It was 1969. It was a Colt government model, blued, 5-inch, standard in every way. But to me, it was like watching the show Combat. Remember Combat?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember Combat?
Never saw.
You were deprived.
Never saw episode.
That's why you're not into guns. See, if you'd have watched Combat, you'd have known.
Oh.
Vince, what's his name? Vince, the one that got killed with a helicopter crash.
Vince Vaughn?
No.
Vince
He's
Gilligan?
Alive? No, not Breaking Bad. Anyways, it'll come to me. But anyways, if Jake was here, he'd tell me and look at me with a stupid look. But anyways, but to me, it was like watching Combat or it was like watching Voyage Beneath the Sea, where Kowalski always had a 45 on his hip walking through that submarine, you know?
Yep.
And I kept thinking, don't shoot the walls, Kowalski.
Oh, no, it'll lose
pressure.
The submarine
will explode.
It'll implode on you.
Yeah. It was a piece of history that was so cool, and my dad had one. You know, it was brand new. It was in the cardboard box, and he'd bring it out. Dad was pretty good about keeping his guns oiled and polished, and he taught me to do it young. And he didn't call me John. He called me Chef. And he said, come on, Chef, let's clean the guns. You got it, Dad. You know, whatever you want. And we did it.
Yep.
And we had a ball. So I could hold it in my hand, of course, unloaded and safe and, you know, all that. But he taught me how to take them apart, put them back together. And he wasn't great at it. But he knew enough that he really took care of his guns because he got cleaned out in the early 60s. We got robbed, and they took all of our guns out of our house.
Oh.
Dad bought a new boat. We're loading up the new boat. We left. We lived in Birmingham, and we came back home on Sunday night, and the house was robbed.
Yep.
All the guns got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to go out, and he got an insurance check, and he got to go out and buy new guns. And he did a good job. I still have most of them. So anyways, being able to hold that piece of history in my hand because he taught it to me like that. That 45 is a piece of history. We get it out to inspect it, make sure it was in good shape, make sure it was oiled good. The bore was clean, not too much oil. He taught me how to clean them with a Q-tip and work on 45s just to make sure that it always worked if he had to use it because Dad carried a gun. And he would have one of his handguns on him pretty much all the time. But it lit a fire in me, honestly, that burns to this day. The government model and the up-to-date models that you can get today, the versions of John Moses Browning's incredible designing aspects of a sidearm that here it is way over 100 years later, and it's still, I get goosebumps when I pick them up. They're so nice. And the different models we have now and the different textures they put on them. And, you know, we're not, it's not 1911 anymore. It's, you know, 2025, and the guns are so up to date now with all the bells and whistles. It's just literally hard to believe. And you can get them in all kinds of different calibers. You can literally get a 1911. A 1911 size 45, you know, but you can get it in 22 long rifle. You can get it in 380. You can get it in a 9mm, 38 super, 10mm, 45 ACP. Dan, you have a question?
Yeah, it was. I was just going to ask if it's a 1911 45 and shoots 22 caliber, how's it 45?
It's not a 45. It's the same size. You know what I mean? It's the same. It'd be like it's a. Oh, let's see.
It's a 1911-22.
It's the size of a loaf of bread, but it's not real. Yeah, no, that's not right. Let's see. It's a 22 that looks like a 45. How's that sound? Can you accept that answer, Mr. Foley?
I guess so. It was confusing to me. I'm sorry. Carry on.
Some days are worse than others. He is getting up there. Confused.
Well, I think you called it a 1911-45, but it shoots a 22. I believe that's the way you phrased it.
That's probably how he said it.
That's how you phrased it. And then it left me... scratching my head.
Because I
1911 45 that shoots a 22, and I thought, now how can that be?
It's a 22. Well, they do make conversion barrels.
Gotcha.
But the chances are, like Colt made a 22 way back when it was called the Ace. They had a 45, and if you have a pair of those, you're talking $10,000-$11,000 for the pair of them, because it'll be a consecutive pair. They'd be consecutive serial numbers. A 45 and a 22 in the same box, and they're beautiful. Every now and then they would do it, but
pretty collectible
things. Yeah, very collectible. And the 1911s, even the ones bought in the 60s, some of them are worth $1,800 to $3,000. Mm-hmm. They're just
now, was Colt the first one to make that style, the 1911?
Yes, and the 1911s were made by Colt Manufacturing Company, Hartford, Connecticut. They were good guns, American-made. And then during World War II, they opened it up and put it out for contract to Singer Sewing Machine, IBM, Saginaw Steering Gear. There was a lot of 45s made all over the place. GM was making them, I believe. There's a lot of them. I've never gotten into the nuts and bolts of all that to know exactly who made what, because I've always been happy with what I got. You know, I've already got several and I enjoy them, and I don't need to spend $10,000 or $15,000 on an old gun if I don't have to. But there are those that they live for finding such things, and they'll fly all over the country to pick them up. So over the years, I've heard so many complaints about these guns, and you know me, I'm already saying I love them. There's naysayers. Oh, they're always jamming. Well, they're not accurate at all. I hear that all the time. They don't hold enough ammo because they hold 7+1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only 8 rounds in a standard magazine. They do make extended magazines, but they're too heavy. They kick too much. There's a lot of whiners, you know. Mm. America's become Whinerville, and we got to be tough. So you got to exercise. You got to stay... You know, you got to stay, your upper body's got to be strong to enjoy shooting a 45. I've taken lots of small shooters out and they've tried them, and a lot of times they jam because they don't have the wrist control to hold the gun. So the inertia is lost in the kick, and the gun will jam. It doesn't function properly. So remember, practice makes perfect. So you can go back to the jamming, the not accurate, don't hold enough ammo, too heavy, and it kicks too much. All that practice with the right ammo can make a world of difference. Now, once you get your ammo regulated and know what works, it functions reliable, it hits where you want it to, and you just got to practice. Because this tool rocks. It really does. The kick, you know, like I said, you just can't limp wrist it. You got to have a strong two-handed grip on that gun to shoot it well. If you're strong enough to do it with one hand, go for it. But most people use two hands to shoot, and that's it's a 1911. You got to practice, and then you'll gain control and confidence. And the fine-tuning is when you're getting it in what's called the 10 ring. On the man-sized targets, and you're hitting that center ring that's a number 10. And why we like them in competition is pretty cool. We like these guns in competition because when you're shooting competition, you're not shooting live targets. You're shooting paper targets. Well, the 45 ACP is the funnest hole punch I've ever used in my life. 452 hole is what gets cut through the paper. 452 thousandths of an inch. And with a wad cutter bullet, it leaves a perfect ring on the target. No feathered edge, no nothing. It cuts a hole as if it was laser cut. And if you're as long as you're in that 10 ring, you're getting the points. So it's a game of points. It's like shooting darts. You got to hit where you want, to get the points, you got to hit where you got to hit. And if you're, even if you're outside of the 10 ring, but you're that perfect hole punch is hitting that 10 ring, you're getting the points for it. So it depends on who's doing the scoring.
What if it goes outside of the ring?
If it goes outside of the ring,
however tiny a little bit it goes out.
But if it's hitting that line, it counts. So it's in other words.
So the frayed edges can make a difference.
Yes. But and you
because if it frays over the line, now you're losing a point.
You're losing a point.
But if that laser cut perfect circle is on the line, bam, you get all your points.
Yeah, as long as you hit that black line in the, black line. On the target or a white line if it's a black target. So my advice to you is use your gun. Pick up your safe queen or king, as you call it. It might be your safe king, not a queen, because it's a 45 ACP. It's a very manly gun, although a lot of women love to shoot them. And get to the range and shoot the doggone thing because these wet days where it's a little too soppy to be out in the fields walking around because it's pretty wet out there right now. The wind's going to help. But I'm telling you what, get yourself some 185 grain or 200 grain lead semi-wad cutter loads. And those are my favorite for cutting paper. They both work good in most of my 1911s. And the bullet design is designed to cut paper. It's exactly what it's designed for. Designed to feed out of your magazine into your barrel, shoot, cut paper, and make a perfect ring so that you can score as high as you can, and they're accurate. I personally primarily do 185 grain, and if you like to shoot it, show some pictures of your targets. Let's see what you did. Let's see how good you did shoot. So it's got me. I just put 1,000 rounds in one of the metal ammo cans, the metal ones that lock down, just put 1,000 rounds in one of them and said, it's going to the range. With my arthritis, I might need a dolly to haul it in, mm-hmm. but that's okay. I'll still go to the range. Yeah. It's good for my yoga. So my yoga is picking up brass off the floor.
There you go.
So, get those deep stretches,
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I don't have to wear yoga pants when I'm shooting.
Probably better that you don't.
It's probably better that I don't. You're right. So if you got any questions and you want to talk more about the 45 ACP, hit me on my email at shooter@thegss.com. And remember to like and share our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show. And remember, we're here every Saturday from 8 till 9 on US 103.
Ready?
What are you doing? Paper, scissors?
Rock, rocks? Paper, wad cutter.
The rock might win, but it worked for David.
Well, it beats the beats the scissors.
Beats the scissors.
Although
scissors in a close distance might hurt pretty bad. So, all right.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. We've got more 45 history coming when we return.